Hello, it's Jude, and you're listening to episode 2 of Mom in the Middle. If you're new to the podcast, I'm also new. This is actually my second episode, and I just want to thank everyone, of course, my friends and family, who tuned in to the first episode of Mom in the Middle. So, are you set for episode 2? Let's go. Right off the bat, I just want to say to my fellow middle-aged woman, we are changing. This is the reality that we have to accept. If you're in your 40s or just turned 50 like I did, this is how it is. We're no longer as slim as we were in our 20s. Our minds are not that sharp anymore. And there will be pains here and there. You see, God did not create us to be forever goddesses in the eyes of our husbands. Kahit gustuhin man natin maging diyosa, hindi pwede. Meron tayong sticker na kalagay, best before. Let's make sure we live happy and healthy lives before God says, our time is up. But when do we feel the first signs that our bodies are changing? Right about in the late 30s to 40s, and it progresses until we reach 50s, even until 100 years old. But before we talk about career shifts, personal relationships, personal growth, let's start from the very beginning, which is a very good place to start, menopause. Have you ever felt that everything is going well until something changes? You don't know what it is, but you know something is happening inside of you and you don't like it. Neither do the people around you. They too couldn't figure out what's wrong with you. You've changed. So what happened? What happened was you're going through perimenopause. It's 7 to 10 years before the actual menopause. Menopause being the day you stop having periods for a year. So a lot of people have been asking me, menopause ka na ba? I said, not yet, but by this month or next month, May, probably my OB would say, I am menopause already. And the remaining years after menopause is called postmenopause. On average, we are in our 40s when we first experience the hallmark symptoms of perimenopause, which is, of course, hot flashes. Ano ba yun? Ano ba yung hot flashes? Hot flashes is that feeling na init ka, pawis na pawis ka, for no apparent reason. Di ka naman nag-workout, di ka naman, you didn't climb up a flight of stairs. And it's sudden and it goes away within minutes. Even when you're in an air-conditioned room, you feel the warmth in your chest up to your neck. That's hot flashes for you. Other symptoms include night sweats, which I experienced for a very long time. I wake up around 2 in the morning and my shirt is soaked in sweat. Kahit nakabukas ang aircon, pawis na pawis ako. And because of this, I couldn't go back to sleep anymore. So another symptom of perimenopause is having sleep problems. And then you'll have irregular periods. Either you skip a month or two, or your periods become short or prolonged. You also start to gain weight, especially around the midsection area. Kung may six-pack ka noon, nagiging six puffs na. As in puffy. And sometimes, I experienced this too, sobrang haba ng period. As in for months long. And heavy bleeding. For the married woman, you experience vaginal dryness, which is why intimacy or sex becomes a hassle. Huwag maiskandalo if I mention sex, because if you're middle-aged, most probably you're married. So, huwag maiskandalo. Aside from this, you also experience urinary incontinence. Yung bigla ka na lang naiihi pag tumatawa or pag umuubo. That's urinary incontinence. And then when you go for your routine blood test, your doctor will say, oh, mataas ang cholesterol, ang LDL or bad cholesterol elevated, at ang good cholesterol ay bumababa. Which means that you are or we are at risk of heart disease. Another common symptom perimenopause that I experience are the mood swings or mood changes. When I first started having my period, grabe na ng mood swings ko. I remember in high school, my best friend, shout out to Anna, my high school best friend. Every time she feels that I'm not in the mood o sinusumpong, she would ask me, best friend, magkakaroon ka na? Kasi alam niya, may topak na ako. So, lumalayo na siya. O, diba? Napakabait ng best friend ko. So, I had that until, my mood swings continued. And it's a hallmark sign for me that I'm having my period. So, in perimenopause, meron pa rin. And I felt that my mood swings leveled up because I always felt terrible. I was always angry and irritable. Minor things make me snap. I was miserable. At some point, I even asked God, am I a bad person? Kristiyano ba talaga ako, Lord? Bakit ako ganito? Why am I hurting the people closest to me? And I even thought, sana mawala na lang ako. Because I don't want to hurt the people close to me. Can anyone relate to what I'm saying? Ako lang ba yung ganitong feeling? Unfortunately, we don't talk about this a lot. We're either ashamed of it or clueless. Ano ba talagang nangyayari sa akin? We don't know we're going through perimenopause. Maybe our mothers or titas or lolas didn't go through what we went through. Or we don't want to be labeled as maarte or crazy or tumatanda lang kasi. For the Christian woman, medyo mas mahirap kasi Kristiyano ka eh, dapat spirit-filled. Bakit ganyan ka? So those were some of the things that I went through. I doubted my faith. I doubted if I'm indeed a follower of Christ. Why am I still feeling miserable? But then I just had to go through it to understand what was really happening to me. But let's look at the root cause of all these symptoms, which is the depleting levels of estrogen in our bodies. I learned about this from Dr. Mary Claire Haver. She's an OBGYN in the US and the author of the book The New Menopause and The Galveston Diet. She was the only one I know who talked about menopause and estrogen in detail. Unfortunately, she mentioned that in her medical training, kulang na kulang ang topics nila on menopause. She mentioned that it was just like a 4-hour lecture, and that's it. So I assume, dito rin sa Pilipinas, ganun din tayo. Menopause is just a topic, hindi siya masyadong pinag-uusapan. Most of the doctors, they just put a woman who has the textbook symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes, night sweats, irregular period, mood swings, o perimenopause ka na. The end, that's it, bye-bye. Okay, but they don't pay attention too much on the other symptoms that are unrelated to the reproductive health or reproductive system. So, a little science and health muna tayo. So, our bodies produce estrogen, progesterone, and a little testosterone. Ganon din ang males, meron din sila, pero mas mataas ang testosterone nila. Whereas a female, ang major hormone natin is estrogen. Plays a big part in our reproductive system and sexual development. But it's not limited to reproductive functions. Estrogen also affects other organs, which includes the cardiovascular system, ang puso, musculoskeletal systems, our muscles, our joints, our brain, our skin, and even our urinary tract. A decline in estrogen levels affects our blood circulation, our cholesterol levels, our bone densities, muscle mass, production of collagen, our skin elasticity, and even cognitive function. So when I heard this, kaya pala, ganun yung feeling. Kaya pala, I have heart palpitations. Kaya pala. Add to that, I hear some women say they experience joint pains, extreme joint pains, ha? Headaches and migraines, even frozen shoulder, fits of rage for some. Na pag tinignan mo, those are parang unrelated to the reproductive system, pero related pala sila because of the decline of estrogen. So when I heard this for the first time the other day, I go, wow, I went through, when I look at my own experience, I went through perimenopause and all other things not knowing I was going through perimenopause, and nobody told me, nobody explained it to me. So there I was, feeling alone, misunderstood, labeled as BITCH because I was irritable, angry, and had fits of rage. Add to that was low self-esteem, loss of confidence. I was never warned. We were never warned this change in season would be this difficult. But you know what? I thank God that we have doctors like Dr. Haver and other specialists who continue to study about menopause and estrogen. And para mawala na rin yung stigma for menopausal women who they say are crazy. If you went through what I went through or something similar, or you know someone who went through perimenopause na challenging, it's pretty lonely because no one knows what you're going through. Other women, asan sila? Parang feeling mo, ikaw lang yung may ganong pakiramdam. Parang when you ask other women, oh, do you feel like this and like that? Ay, wala naman akong ganyan. Parang saya-saya nila lagi. Parang ako lang yung hirap na hirap sa perimenopause ko. Or maybe they just dismiss it. Ah, it's just part of aging. But what if you have a daughter or younger sister who looks to you, looks up to you, and sees your season, perimenopausal season? Ano magiging example na ipapakita mo sa kanya? Would they look forward to that season? Or would they dread it? They'd say, nako, yung nanay ko went through menopause, ayoko nang ganon. So now that we have a bit of an idea of what's going on really when we experience perimenopause, what do we do next? If you're going through this phase right now, I suggest you seek the help of your doctor, medical doctor. Ask her about hormone replacement therapy or HRT. I'm going to touch on this very, very quickly. HRT is hormone replacement therapy kasi nga nababawasan tayo ng estrogen. So, nire-replace itong therapy na to, ang estrogen levels, because it diminishes some of the symptoms. Although, nagkaroon ng hindi magandang study about HRT because it can cause breast cancer among women. However, in the past year or so, I've been reading a lot about HRT and they dismiss the conclusion that HRT induces cancer. So, I'm still on the fence about it. I feel there needs more study on HRT. Although si Dr. Haver, I haven't read her book, but based on her interviews and on her articles, she supports the use of HRT for women. So, kanya-kanya naman yan. I hope we don't neglect seeking consultation from our doctors because napaka-importante nito. When I went through perimenopause, I also experienced heavy bleeding and prolonged bleeding almost a month. Syempre nakakatakot. Baka mawalan ako ng dugo. Char. I went to see the doctor and then she asked me to go through, you know, TransV, other exams, blood tests, and then she recommended that I go through curettage, endometrial curettage. And then after which, she would observe. And then after the procedure, they had to biopsy kung ano man yung nakuha nila. And thank God, it was nothing. But then, I still continued to have bleeding even after the curettage. So she suggested I take progesterone injections every 3 months. So sabi niya, pabibilisin niya na ang pagmenopause ko. She would hasten my menopause because it's not good for me to be bleeding that much. Kasi nga daw dapat, paliit na ng paliit yung endometrium ko, lining. So after about, I forgot if it's 1 or 2 shots of the progesterone, my bleeding stopped. Nagkakaroon spotting, and my last period was April last year. it's April now, so inaantay ko na lang ang go signal ni Doc na menopause na ako. So if you're going through this season, don't be ashamed to consult with a doctor or talk to a friend who might be going through the same season as you. Kailangan natin ng support sa isa't isa kasi wala namang makakaintindi sa atin kundi tayo-tayo lang din. The symptoms of perimenopause have an impact on our mental health too. So please seek support groups, maybe counseling, or if it's really difficult or challenging, go through cognitive behavior therapy. The sessions might help you. They will not alleviate the symptoms, but it will help you manage. The best time to prioritize your health was yesterday. So if you feel na, ay nako, wala na akong pag-asa, ganto na ako, hindi totoo yan. Ikaw lang ang nagli-limit sa sarili mo. If you've never exercised before, if you've never been conscious about what you eat, then start today. Start small, friend. Pwede kang magsimula. The nutrients we get from food is not enough. There have been studies to show that. That's why we need supplementation. But remember, not all supplements are created equally. You just have to choose the best supplement for you. And then commit to an exercise program. Start with just walking every day, 30 minutes. Kung may aso ka, ilakad mo yung aso mo. That's what I do. I walk our dog, Chippy, every morning, 20 to 30 minutes, depending if I have work that morning or a meeting. Kung kaya mo naman, di, mag-jogging ka, running ka. Or, you can level it up. You can do yoga or Pilates at home, which I started also before, 2 or 3 years ago in the pandemic. What my body needs now, because of my weight gain, I need strength training to build muscle. So that's what I'm doing now. For the middle-aged woman, it's no longer about being skinny or being sexy. We are in survival mode, ladies. Kalahati na tayo ng buhay natin. Middle-aged nga, di ba? So what are we going to do for the rest of our lives? They say that women live longer than men. And we don't want to live our post-menopausal years in misery. Remember, menopause is natural, but suffering is not. Sister, anong kwentong menopause mo? Madrama din ba tulad ng akin? Or nonchalant lang tulad ng iba? Whatever it is, kailangan daanan eh. So, dadaanan lang natin. And enjoy natin yung susunod na kabanata. So, if you have questions about perimenopause and HRT and all other things related to your reproductive health, please see your doctor. It wouldn't hurt also to read articles on menopause and reproductive health. Let's create a level of awareness so that we can help ourselves and help other women too. If you found this podcast episode helpful, feel free to share with your friends who might want a little encouragement about their season in life. And I'll see you in our next episode. Bye!